And you're very welcome back to Lifeline. Now I should be joined on the line by Clodagh Bury. Good morning to you, Clodagh.
Good morning, Debbie. How are you?
Not too bad. And for this month's lot, Clodagh, you're going to be talking a little bit about the 12 Steps programme. And before I go any further, happy International Women's Day to you. We have to say this because we're all in this together now, us women, and getting our bodies ready for the summer. So, Clodagh, tell us a little bit about this. If you're from Slim for Life, and you're going to talk a little bit about the work you do as well.
Yeah, the work that I do is basically, the programme is the HSE Food Pyramid, so it's a medical programme, so there's no gimmicks of products or anything like that. Basically, the trick to being a healthier you is to eat less and move more, and portion size is key as well. But the 12 steps is a little bit like the AA or the Overeaters Anonymous 12 steps, but it's more related to Slim for Life, because weight loss, it's a journey, but it's a journey that you have to be prepared to make a start and to make change on.
Yeah, and as we mentioned before last month when you were in, Clodagh, it has to be something you want to do yourself, and it's kind of like just kind of re-educating yourself on what we should be eating and getting into that, I suppose, frame of mind to, as you said, not overeat and just eating the right things, because we can waste a lot of calories on like stupid, like I suppose you mentioned last, I think it was last month, about eating white bread instead of brown bread and the more calories in that. So tell us a little bit about things we should be kind of, what is the 12 steps?
12 steps, basically, it's about a new way of life that enables us not to turn to food, because generally with any addiction, I've been involved in alcohol and drug addiction services previously. So usually there's always an enabler that will say to us, will we get a takeaway, or else they say, you're fine as you are, you don't need to lose weight, I prefer you with a bit of weight on. And that kind of gives us that reassurance. So it's about not letting food basically rule our life. And the first of the 12 steps is that we admit that we were powerless over food and that our lives have become unmanageable. Because if food is the source and then we overeat, generally we put on the weight, clothes get tight, we don't want to socialise. Mm. So it's about breaking that cycle, because it is a very vicious cycle.
And is it hard to break that cycle, Clodagh?
It's not with the help and support, and that's what the step number two is, that you come to believe that with help and support it could restore us to some reason. So basically it's making small changes. It's never anything dramatic, because you can't do that long term. This has to be, as you said, a way of life that you want to do, and you have to make the change to see change, because sometimes you just go through the motions, but we don't actually do anything in between. So the motions is we come to class, but really from, say, if a member is on a Wednesday, they don't do anything between Wednesday and Wednesday, but yet they expect results when they come, but haven't done anything in between. So it is easy once you have your head around it that this is what you're going to do and that it's what you want to do.
Exactly. And sometimes you just have to take a step back and kind of look at our lives and how we're living them, really. And it's very easy to get into a rut of coming home from work and sitting down and just eating rubbish, really. And you have to kind of think to yourself, in my case, myself, as you're getting older as well, and as a single kind of parent, you know, I have to be around for my children, even though they're getting a little bit older. You want to be there. You want to see them grow up. So you have to kind of take, kind of think to yourself, like, how can I improve my life and how can I live longer, really? So the first thing really is to kind of, suppose, look after your weight. If you're overweight, I mean, that's, you know, a big thing for diabetes, for heart,
yeah,
stroke. So you have to kind of think of that way as well, really, you know, isn't it? You really want to be doing it for yourself.
You have to do it for yourself. And like that, I've been talking to members over the last 2 weeks, and it is a sensitive subject. But I just threw out the question, do you think that food is an addiction? And everyone agreed, but we don't see it as dangerous as maybe alcohol or drug addiction, but what we put into our bodies can be harmful. And then, as you said, that we want to set the way for our children or our grandchildren, because they follow by example.
Mm. That's true. And I know there's a lot of slim clubs out there and people on our back, and you should be doing this and you should be doing that. We all want to do that, but how hard is it to really, I suppose, take that step into doing? I know we have to want to be doing it for ourselves, but how hard is it really to get someone motivated?
Get someone motivated. Generally, they look back on pictures or else they have an occasion coming up. But in general, Debbie, to be honest with you, when a member comes to me and they say, I have a holiday in 6 weeks, what can I lose in that space of time? I generally don't like to hear that, because I've done it myself in the past. that you lose the weight for the occasion, and then when the occasion comes and goes, you go back to old eating habits. So that's why it is about a lifestyle change, and for a simple portion size, eating off a smaller plate, just being aware of what we put into our bodies.
Exactly, and I suppose drastic weight loss isn't good for your body either.
No, it's not. Like, if you lose a pound a week in a year, that's 4 stone.
That's good. Yeah, that's great. And that's a healthy weight to be losing, like a pound. When I'm hearing these, like, I've lost 6.5 pound in 1 week and 7 pound. How could that be really good for you to be losing that amount of weight in a week?
It wouldn't really be good, because like that with the heart, the organs then, because it's dramatic. And then generally what I find with those big weight losses is the following week, the member might get a little bit complacent and say, well, I had a bar of chocolate last week, and they chance it again the second week, and then the next week they're up maybe 3 or 4. That's basically the body balancing out, because it was such dramatic weight loss.
And then it comes all back on you again, probably even more. Okay, so Clodagh, you're the coach for Slim for Life, and as you said, it's HSE recognised. Tell us a little bit about where your classes are, and if people are listening today. I mean, it is coming in spring. Hopefully we will be getting good weather soon enough, with Easter very early this year. And that's the other thing, with Easter very early this year, and in all the supermarkets there's nothing but Easter eggs, and they're selling them really cheap at the moment, and it's so tempting. It really is. I mean, 5 for €5.
I know, I think one supermarket, which I won't mention, is they're 5 for €5.
Yeah.
Euros. So like that, you
it's
say, I buy that just
chocolate.
In case.
Yeah.
For such and such. And then that such and such doesn't get it, that we end up eating it.
Yeah.
So when that just, we always have a laugh in class about that, that just in case such and such calls. But really that's just
big.
In case we feel like having a bender on chocolate or whatever the case might be. But the classes are all local. We have a piece in the Northside People this week on page 16. There's an editorial piece about Slim for Life, and there's a picture of myself there. But Monday evening we have a class on in Artane in the Recreation Centre from 5:30 to 6:30. Then on Tuesday morning we're in St. Brendan's Hall in Coolock Village from 9:30 to 10:30. And Tuesday evening we're in Clester in St. Bridget's Resource Centre from 6:00 to 7:00. And then Wednesday's classes is Parnell GA Club from 4:00 to 5:00. And then I go across the road to St. Brendan's Hall from 5:30 to 6:30. And then lastly, on a Thursday, Baldoyle this evening, the community centre on the seafront is 5:30 to 6:30.
And is there any exercise involved in these classes?
There isn't. Some classes that we would advise on, and we do have a special exercise book that is from the HSE. And it's a chair-based programme. So it suits everybody, and we do it with our young children as well, because you actually can work up a lot of energy by just sitting in a chair and exercising once the hardback chair.
Great. So Clodagh, we'll be talking to you before Easter, won't we? What's the smart? We'll have a chat before Easter, just to get people kind of keeping on track, and probably
just more aware. Yeah,
more aware of, like as I said, those Easter eggs that are supposed to be going to someone else, but don't, they actually go to yourself, to try and just kind of steer away from that. It is great. I know when you see it on, say, oh, 5 for a fiver, but you know that's probably £5, and you've eat 5 of those. But we just have to keep
and
in check.
Like that, it's about asking for help. That's what I've been talking about in class this week, is to ask for help, that you're not out there on your own, because it is too difficult to do on your own.
Yeah.
And sometimes we just go on to self-sabotage, whereas if a member feels like that, I'd rather them just text me and say, I'm losing the run of myself, can you get me back on track? Because I'd love someone at the end of the phone for me when I was losing my weight that time. So it's about looking for help, and the self-sabotage, like say if you do have one Easter egg, let that be it, rather than destruct and have the 5 of them, say, right, that's it, I'm done now, and then back on track. But sometimes when we overdo it, we say, I'm after making a hames in my week, sure, I'll start again Monday, and Monday comes and we never get back on track. It's always Monday. So
yeah, that's exactly me, and that's why I'm going to hopefully try and do this, and I just want to kind of be, I suppose, I feel a little bit more healthier in myself. So I'm going to try and do this, Clodagh, definitely. And I'll update people here.
Yeah, it's a little re-education, as you said,
yeah,
as well, Debbie, you know.
Exactly.
Just learning what we're putting into our bodies and how harmful some of it can be.
So you're in the Northside People this week, page 16, if people want to find out any more about you. Are you on Facebook as well?
Yeah, it's just a little editorial piece. Yeah, 2 Facebook pages, and you'll always find us with Slim, then the number 4, Life. And then our website is slimforlife.ie as well. And we're in the process of setting up a YouTube channel as well.
Great. So there's plenty of information out there if people want to find out any more about your classes and to go along. And is there any particular age bracket, or is everyone welcome?
Everyone is welcome, men and women. And because it is HSC approved, sometimes we have to take children as young as 5.
Really?
Onto the programme, because it's not a diet. You never hear us mention that word in any of the clubs, because it's not. It's what it is. It's a healthy eating programme and portion size. That's all that it is.
Great.
That's your trick.
Brilliant. Well, Clodagh, thanks
for
talking.
But if anyone does want to contact me, Debbie, I'll just give me number. It's
087-9025-150. Great. So that's 087-9025-150. That's brilliant, Clodagh. And we'll talk again to you in a couple of weeks, OK?
We will. And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there as well.
Oh, yeah. Coming up. So it's all women this week. International Women's Day and Mother's Day.
International Women's Day, yeah.
OK. Thanks a million, Clodagh.
Thanks, Debbie.
Bye-bye.
Take care.